sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of an interesting story developing as John James appears that he is all in running for governor next year as a Republican candidate. If he does go forward with it, that's going to leave the Michigan 10th Congressional District wide open as an open seat. Democrats already lining up to run for it. Well, who is John James recruiting, supporting to replace him in Congress? Well, former U.S. Congressman Mike Bishop is still where he was 3 months ago. Whether or not he's going to seek that 10th Congressional District seat, when asked about it, he said he was thinking about it. However, the difference between Bishop in April and now here late July is that he's taking his pondering to social media as he attempts to make up his mind. Posting on Facebook and later on Twitter, I'm weighing another call to serve. Michigan's 10th Congressional District isn't just another seat. It's a frontline battle for the House majority and the America First agenda. We cannot afford to lose it. If I step in, it will be time to win. Faith, family, and country has always guided me. I've answered the call before, taking on Granholm, cutting taxes in Congress, and defending election integrity. I'm now weighing another call to serve, this time in the 10th Congressional District. Why? Because it matters. And if I step in, it's time to win. Stay tuned. MI10 America First hashtag. Bishop, who narrowly lost his then 8th congressional seat back in 2018 to now U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin, is in a totally different situation heading into 2026. His Rochester home is now located in the competitive 10th congressional district, where current Congressman John James is leaving for his run for governor. The Republicans do not have a top-tier candidate for that Macomb County-based seat, while Democrats have 5 serious candidates already running. Combined, The five reportedly have 1.2 million cash on hand. Some of the Southeast Michigan Republican movers and shakers are trying to get Oakland County Sheriff Mike Burchard's son, Captain Michael Burchard, to run on the Republican side. But he's out of the country on military duty at the moment. The other two known to be collecting signatures, Assistant Macomb County Prosecutor Robert Lujagere and Michigan Open Carry Board Member Casey Armitage. Well, it's going to be interesting because if Mike Bishop gets in, he'll have the money, the resources, and the name recognition. He'll probably end up winning that primary. Wonder what John James thinks about Mike Bishop getting in. Short break, we'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Well, this communist, socialist, progressive Modani, who won the Democrat primary to be the next mayor of the city of New York City. pledges to disband key police units that responded to the Midtown mass shooting. By now, you've heard the story of the guy who basically carried a AR-15-style rifle into a building in Midtown, downtown New York City, killing four people before killing himself. Modani's come out and said publicly he wants to disband the elite New York Police Department's task force, defund the New York Police Department, immediately eliminating police overtime. He wants to repeal all mandatory minimum sentences. And he wants to end cash bail requirements. Criminals coming into the courts wouldn't have to post any cash bails while they wait for trial. He also wants to end cooperation with ICE in removing illegal immigrants from the city. And basically, he is 100% wanting to eliminate all law enforcement in the city of New York. Defund the police? This guy is so radical, and he has no idea what the heck you need to do as a mayor of a major city. I can't believe that the Democrats are going to stick with this guy. I can't even fathom the people of New York City even voting for him, but they very well might. And if that happens, God help New York City. This is going to be amazing. There was a breaking news story that just came out where he pledged to disband the key police unit that responded to the shooting. They were there within 3 minutes. Unbelievable. Well, getting back to this potential race to replace John James in the 10th Congressional District. Yesterday, Bishop posted on Facebook, "My family and I are prayerfully considering this decision. In the meantime, your encouragement would mean the world," Bishop said. "To those who've reached out, I thank you. Your support inspires me and fuels my fire to serve. If you believe we need bold, principled leadership rooted in common sense, I'm listening." Now, the major obstacle for Bishop is that he's not from Macomb County, where 88% of the 2024 general election voters lived. He's from neighboring Rochester Hills of Oakland County, which only made up 12% of the district. Republican President Donald Trump has said publicly he doesn't like James running for governor, leaving the 10th seat open. But with James transferring money out of his congressional campaign to his governor's race, it now appears he's crossed the Rubicon. He's all in for governor. Well, let me share something with you. Somebody who lived in the western part of Macomb County, Shelby Township, born and raised there. As soon as you cross DeQuinder, which is the western edge boundary of Macomb County into Oakland County, folks from Shelby Township, which is where allegedly John James lives when he really doesn't. He's listed as John James, Republican of Shelby Township, but he's not. He's living in Grand Rapids. He is carpetbagging right now as a U.S. congressman with his vote. But if John James lives in Shelby Township, Mike Bishop lives next door, literally crossing a road from Shelby into Rochester. isn't a big deal. I see this as absolutely not a big deal. And I think, honestly, Macomb County would probably embrace Mike Bishop's very conservative, America First, strong supporter of Donald Trump. I think they would embrace him. So, being the trucker Randy Bishop from born and raised in Macomb County, Shelby Township, would endorse or support Bishop's run for that seat, I think would be pretty much indicative of most of my friends and people that I went to school with, people that I know that live, Brian Panabaker and many others that live in Macomb County. I think they would embrace it. So, five Democrats reported combined 1.2 million cash in hand over five different candidates. Well, they're going to spend all their money in the primary to win the nomination. Bishop, probably, if he gets in, probably would end up being unopposed. Although there are two other Republicans collecting signatures to run for it as well. So it's going to be an interesting race. We'll continue to follow it. And appear that John James is all in. All in for governor. Now, one of the things that is pretty interesting, this past Friday, U.S. District Judge Leo Sorokin found that a nationwide injunction was necessary to grant more than a dozen states, including Michigan, to remain in force under an exemption, according to the United States Supreme Court ruling that restricted lower courts' powers to issue a nationwide injunction. The particular case, birthright citizenship. Well, Attorney General of Michigan Dana Nessel said, "I'm relieved that the court recognized the need to uphold birthright citizenship across the country for all Americans, a fundamental protection that has been clearly enshrined in our Constitution for more than 150 years. Quote, every person born on U.S. soil is entitled to equal protection under the law. And I remain committed to defending the constitutional rights of newly born Americans." Well, this issue now is likely going to be heading back to the United States Supreme Court. Nessel and a coalition of 19 other attorney generals filed their lawsuit in January, alleging that President Donald Trump's executive order to limit birthright citizenship was unlawful action that violated the Constitution. Well, in February, Sorokin ordered the Trump administration not to implement or enforce the order, and Sorokin's order was effective immediately and applied nationwide. However, in June, the state's highest court limited, the United States highest court, United States Supreme Court, limited federal judges' ability to make their orders apply nationwide. That ruling was 6-3. Well, the government argued that Sorokin should narrow his February order by tailoring it to the state's purported financial injuries. But Sorokin said a patchwork approach to birthright citizenship wouldn't protect states considering the number of people who move from state to state. This needs to be a nationwide injunction, said Sorokin. He also, the judge, blasted the Trump administration, stating that in part, they never address what renders a proposal feasible or workable, and instead called such questions as being irrelevant. The defendant's position in this regard defies both law and logic, Sorokin wrote. No workable, narrower alternative to the injunction issued originally would provide complete relief to the plaintiffs in this case. The court therefore declines to modify my injunction. The Supreme Court of the United States, folks, has already ruled that these local district judges cannot issue nationwide bans. But this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and others still pushing this U.S. District Judge to fight birthright citizenship. You see, one of the things that you have to understand, birthright citizenship is not in our Constitution, as they're alleging. If you go back to the original intent of what that constitutional amendment had to do with, it had to do with slaves. It had to do with their birthright citizenship as slaves being born in this country. It's not ever intended by the founding fathers when they made the amendment, and others later, legislatively, when they adopted that amendment, did they have any vision of illegal immigrants coming into this country while pregnant? Coming here basically as a magnet to realize that because of the twisting of this constitutional amendment regarding slaves, that they could come here illegally. And as soon as the woman gave birth, the child became a U.S. citizen. They shouldn't even be in the country. Therefore, the child would not be born on our soil and not be guaranteed constitutional rights. Well, this case is going back to the United States Supreme Court, and they believe that they will make a ruling on this probably sometime in September or October. Pretty interesting development moving forward. So we're going to keep an eye on this one as well. This has major impacts, especially here in the state of Michigan, with our border with Canada. Happens all the time. Being a border state, it is definitely going to impact people here coming to Michigan illegally. So we'll follow this story, keep you guys addressed on it, updated as the case moves back now to the United States Supreme Court. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. Last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.